Hey guys, welcome back. This is episode number 3 of the Nick Stacey podcast show. I'm Nick Stacey and I am super stoked to bring you this episode actually. It's this beautiful day here in the UK. Sun is shining, actually feels like spring and we're only the middle of February. This episode's all about how you can safely store and trade your cryptocurrencies. It's a question I've been asked a few times this week. And because of all the hype that there is about cryptocurrencies around the world, and everybody seems to be wanting to jump on the bandwagon, and I don't blame you, to be honest. I don't blame you. There's good thought for that, purely that it's becoming a well-adopted thing globally. You know, people can buy real estate with it. Houses are being purchased with Bitcoin, can you believe it? You can buy cars, you can sell your car, you can even buy a coffee with cryptocurrency right now. So it's a good time, I think, for investors to get involved, or for you to get involved, whether you're putting a small amount in or you've got large amounts in. I think it's a great time, but you must know how to safely store them and you must know how to trade them. Because just like any other currency, although this is very, very different and it's a decentralized currency, or currencies, there's still people out there to steal. And they can steal it just the same as they can steal money out of your bank account. Although blockchain is quite a secure environment, there are still scammers out there that will try their best to do it. So I wanted to say that and, and just talk about trading it. So, you know, although Bitcoin has been proven to be the most profitable, I think it's worth noting that you, our investors, should aim towards trading between the various cryptocurrencies available. Since it seems that you can maximize your profits actually without having to invest heavily in just one coin, and it's always a good thing to spread rather than all in one. So if you're looking to maximize the profits from cryptocurrency, this should show you how you can do it. Regardless of how revolutionary blockchain technology and cryptocurrency is, the bottom line is tech people and investors' highest priority is actually to make profits. Let's not beat around the bush. That either by building a business on top of a platform, so like things like ICOs, or investing, like we're going to talk about now, in various coins and making profits from trading and exchanges. However, if you are making to look big profits on a short-term basis, then I think you should definitely get into crypto. And it's kind of as simple, and although it's simple, there are some complex sides to it too, but it's as simple as the age-old form of trading anything, and that is buy lower, sell higher. If you're looking to master the art of crypto, you should definitely have a thorough understanding of the concepts and mechanisms that do increase that cause a coin to increase or decrease in value. There's a fluctuation that is called, it's a concept of volatility, and it's a concept that actually measures the variance of the price of a certain financial instrument, in this case cryptocurrencies, within a certain period of time. It's most commonly associated with the level of risk, and a highly volatile instrument is regarded as risky, and obviously a less volatile instrument or cryptocurrency is risky. But to be honest, I don't think I know of a less volatile cryptocurrency right now. So therefore, it's pretty important to understand the volatility of a Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies if you're looking to invest or trade in this space. But once you've become familiar with volatility and you've got a good ability to predict some degree of certainty whether a coin is going to increase or decrease, I think there's nothing that could stop you from making some good, or if not huge, profits trading within a relatively short amount of time. Now, a short amount of time can be overnight, but I think you've got to have big money to invest to make a big return overnight. And although it's comparative, so there's some coins that you could put £100 in or $100 and overnight it would turn into do. So that would be an 100% gain overnight. Now that is possible, but in terms of big profits, I mean that is a big profit in percentage and margin wise, But the more money you put in, the more kind of the larger the money's going to be. So I'll talk about holding and why holding's important too. And I'll give you a very good example as to why I suggest holding coins. But firstly, I want to tell you how you can store cryptocurrencies, because there's some confusion in this space. It's not just as simple as you open up a bank account and you have the option to use this or this coin. So now you've got the idea of crypto trading and the concept of buying low, selling higher, and how profitable it can be. You need to know the next steps from having your own wallet, which is what we call, it's kind of like a bank account, but it's not, it's the wallet that you store the coins in, and working on various exchanges to obviously trade your coins. So there's some wallet types out there. In order to obtain and store the cryptocurrencies you've bought, you will need to have a wallet. And the types of wallets vary depending on the currency that you've decided that you're using. So, for example, Bitcoin, you've got some widely used wallets like Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Knot, BitGo, Coinbase. But if you're looking to trade with Ethereum, you know, good ones are MyEther Wallet, ETH Address, Mist. Another big one that everyone's talking about now is XRP, and XRP you can trade on the likes of GateHub and RipEx. So you can see that there's some wallets that don't accommodate all coins, basically. So you might need to buy multiple wallets, or you transfer your wallet account into an exchange where you can turn your Bitcoin or Ethereum, for example, into a smaller altcoin and trade them on there. But then you'd ultimately still have to go back to Bitcoin when you place it in your wallet. But within wallets, don't forget there's transaction fees. Of course, the records of your transactions get stored within a block in the blockchain, hence the technology, and the transaction fee must be paid. These fees are pretty different depending on the currency that you're transacting, as well as the wallet you're actually storing your Bitcoin in. So check out the fees before you start trading to make sure you're happy with them. And as the number of participants within the blockchain increase, transactions do take a bit more time to get confirmed, but transaction fees do increase as well. This is actually quite a topic of debate at the moment, and there are wallets that are trying to eliminate this so that there's kind of like a flat rate fee for every transaction. But the advantages you've got with having a wallet is everything can be done directly and quickly, because there's actually no need to exchange your currency into another currency to make a payment. And the increased security that comes with the possession of a private key within a wallet, along with two-step authentication, Google Pass authentication. You can either store it locally and you can back it up on multiple sites. And there's actually no reporting requirements either. There are some drawbacks, though. They're not really suitable for trading. On a volatile Bitcoin exchange, you might want to sell immediately, and that can be a little bit difficult. If you want to transfer from your private wallet to the exchange, can sometimes take some time. So you've then got withdrawal fees as well, and deposit fees as well, I believe, that comes with some of the coins, some of the wallets. So I would advise, if you're looking for a wallet to store your coins, personally the most popular one is Coinbase. Coinbase is currently limited to Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash and ETH. They are continuously looking to add new coins on, but there are certain things that the coins need to pass before Coinbase will accept them within their wallet. And actually, to note, if you get news of a coin that's going to be published within Coinbase, typically you can see quite a high increase of about 20% over one day's worth of trading once the coin's added to Coinbase. So keep that in mind. So do your research on wallets and pick the ones that are the most popular, and look out for feedback and reviews of those wallets, because there are some that are a little bit to desire. But I would recommend Coinbase to start with. But if you're looking to just dive in straight away and trade some coins, you can open up an account called eToro. If you haven't heard of eToro before, it's aimed at beginners. There are experienced people on there alike, actually. So, but it's a good place for eToro, a good place for a beginner to start, purely because it's a way where, although you do own the physical coins, there currently isn't a wallet within eToro. Although when you do open a trade on any cryptocurrency, you do own them. They're looking to release their own wallet within the trading platform. I think it was March, actually. Yeah, by end of March, I believe. So they were reporting. But it's a social trading platform. So you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies, but you can also bet. You're not buying the stocks or commodities on there. You can bet on the decrease and increase. Although you'll set a buy position or a sell position on the stocks and commodities, you are betting on them. You don't actually own the stocks. But with the cryptocurrencies, you do own them. And it's a really good platform because if you need some help or advice, you can publish a question and lots of people will answer it. If you're unsure of what to do with opening a trade, you can get real live comments. It's almost like a kind of Facebook for trading. So I would recommend that one to any new beginners. I think a minimum deposit is of about $500. So nothing massive, and there is an option to start a virtual portfolio where you're not actually loading up any funds at all. It's like a game, so you can kind of test your skills based on the research and knowledge that you've gained prior to you wanting to start. So have a look at that one, and I think you've also got exchanges. So to actually trade some of the smaller coins, which is a couple of questions I've had from people this week, you will need to open up an account with an exchange. So the ones I would suggest, and personally I would only stick to because they're quite trusted, is Binance and Bitfinex. I personally use Binance. I don't really have much experience with Bitfinex, despite the information that I've had from other people that it's a great one. I like to stick with Binance. I like the feeling of it, and it works. But in order to do some actual trading with Binance, you will need to have a wallet, of course, in the first place. And from that wallet, you'll have a private key where you can make deposits from your wallet into the Binance account, which is just as simple as clicking on the tab at the top right and clicking deposit. That will give you like a QR code that you can scan from your Coinbase wallet, and it will then transfer the money. It's as simple as that. And then from there, you can kind of select an altcoin like Neo, for example, buy 10 of those with the equivalent amount of Bitcoin that you've got, and then start trading and obviously hope that it's going to increase in value, sell it back, transfer the Bitcoin back into your Coinbase wallet, and jobs are good. And it's as simple as that. The conclusion to all of that really is to make sure that you're using well-known wallets. I recommend Coinbase to start with, and you use well-known exchanges such as Binance. If you're beginning and you just want to cut out all the complicated part of opening a wallet, you can just dive straight into an eToro account and start trading them on there. But with that in mind, I think when you start trading, I would heavily advise looking for some reliable sources for news. Because big news is quite a big factor in cryptocurrency, and learn about the coin that you are investing in. Don't just invest in it because someone's told you to. That's a stupid idea. There might be a gain in it for them. Invest in it because you understand the future of that coin. You understand the technology that comes along with that and what benefit it's going to have for people or a commercial use in the future. Because that's essentially where the money's going to be made now in the longer term, is in its functionality and what it can provide to people. So I'll give you a great example. I like XRP. XRP is one of my long-term holds. And the reason I'm holding XRP is because it's owned by a company called Ripple Labs. I think I've discussed this in episode number one. Now, what they've done is they've paired up with companies such as MoneyGram, UBS, Santander, Bank of England, the UAE, and what they do is they provide a transaction platform where international payments or any payments can be done in an instant, in seconds. They're more secure, they're faster, and it costs the merchant, so it costs, you know, like Santander, a fraction of what they're being charged currently for transferring money internationally or nationally. So I see long term the fact that these big centralized and I know cryptocurrency is loved for being decentralized, but XRP will then be used as a token within that platform to make transfers to and from countries or however it's used. So that's why I see XRP as a big one. I understand it. I know what's going on with it. I follow the owner. I follow the news. I know the new updates. I know what's happening with it. I look at its competitors like Lumen. And so I'm always up to date with what's going on with it. And that's why I trust it. And that's why I've invested in it. Now, you should be doing the same with your preferred currency. Or cryptocurrency. I'm not a financial advisor, but one thing I do advise is making sure that you've done your homework first and don't buy when it's on an all-time high. That is a stupid thing to do. There's usually a correction, a bit like the correction in Bitcoin that you saw at the beginning of this year, where Bitcoin nearly reached 20,000 in December, but then crashed down to, had a correction, crashed back down to sort of just below, just above $6,000, and now it's kind of moving back up towards the $9,500 to $10,000. So never buy an all-time high. Wait for them to correct themselves. Buy low, sell high. Another tip that I have is, work this one out for yourself, is buy on the hype, sell the news. Work that one out. Google it. So that's kind of it really today. I hope I've covered enough information for you. If I haven't, please do get in touch with me. You'll find me on Instagram, hashtag the Nick Stacey podcast. Find me on Twitter at Magic Nick Stacey. Please comment, follow me, keep up to date with my recent podcasts. And look, everybody listening, thanks again so much for tuning in. Please share and subscribe. And I hope you all have a great weekend. And I'll be back with you on Monday morning. And have a great weekend. Take care.